Hello everyone. It's good to have you with us for this week's Hope for the Heart. And today it's all about how wrong expectations, wrong judgments, the things that people can say about us, if we believe them and if they're wrong, can shape our lives, and then we could even miss the destiny that God has for us. But if we don't believe them and if we go by what our heart says, who knows what the dreams are we will be fulfilling. Think of the people Jesus chose to be his disciples. Very ordinary people. He saw right into their hearts, not just what they were, but what they could be. I mean, Simon was impulsive. He was unreliable, not very steady as a person. But Jesus called him by a new name right near the beginning of that calling. He called him Peter, which means a rock, because he knew what he would become. No one believed in Zacchaeus. He was a traitor working for the Romans, deeply despised and mistrusted, greedy, taking advantage, grabbing all he could. Yet Jesus saw something in him that no one else did. He saw what was driving him to be so avaricious and demeaning. And so, to Zacchaeus' amazement, Jesus singled him out as the one he wanted to spend time with above everyone else, to come to his home for dinner. What transformation came about as Jesus showed him love and acceptance. He understood that he was valued, probably for the first time ever. And this changed his whole heart. Instead of grabbing, he wanted to give. Did you know that Thomas Edison, who invented so many amazing things, like the light bulb and batteries, was thought to be so unteachable, almost slow learning at school? They didn't feel they could do anything with him. How wrong could they be? Someone we've all heard of. He went for ordination and was point blank refused. The board said that even if they had enough places to ordain 1,000 people, he would not be one that they would ever choose. How wrong could they be? That man is now the Archbishop of Canterbury. Tracy, my wonderful helper and partner in MBM Ministries, was told once that she would never be able to be used by God as a deaf person. How wrong could they be? She is now an accomplished author, a wonderful speaker, and able to help others come into that close experience of intimacy with God. So remember, don't let the world define your worth. I mean, celebrity status is here today and gone tomorrow. Audiences can be very fickle. Popularity will not necessarily last. But Jesus made you who you are in his image. And that means you're worth loving at all times and able to become far more than you could ever imagine as you place yourself in the hands of your Creator. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you don't go by what the world says. You made us exactly how you wanted us to be. You put our personalities in us, our giftings, Lord, to reflect the wonder of who you are, to show your love, your mercy, your kindness and creativity to the world. Help us to take in what you say about us and to base our lives on the truth, that as we are filled with your Spirit, you are changing us from one degree of glory to another. To you, we are of inestimable value, and that you can do beautiful things through us as we give our lives to you. Thank you for this, Lord. Amen.
God wants to give. you a glorious new life that can satisfy, that will never die. His life will change you and set your heart free. For the life I have to give, do you feel a lack of purpose in the way that you live? I often long to help you, to show you the way, but you close me out of your life and shut the door. A glorious new life that can satisfy, that will never die. His life will change you and set your heart free to be all that God intends. So that you could be pure and blameless evermore. Yes, God wants to give you a glorious new life that can satisfy, that will never die. His life will change. Set your heart free to be all that God intends you to be. Oh, my child, there is no more that I can do for you. I have opened up a doorway that you can go through. The joy of eternal life. Don't shut the door, just open your heart and let me love you. Yes, God wants to give you a glorious new life that can satisfy, that will never. Set your heart.